Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCU. I'm Brett Van Heegeren. Thank you so much for your company. Well, Alt.80s is a program that explores the alternative music universe of the 1980s, an era that offered such a diverse palette of sonic and lyrical alternatives. One genre or style that hasn't been explored enough through this program would be the dark side of alternative music. The gothic, punk gothic, dark romanticism and moodier forms of post-punk that emerged out of the punk movement. A movement that left an indelible mark on the 80s music scene and would reverberate through successive decades of non-mainstream rock music. So this week on the program, we're going to address that with an hour of dark and moody romanticism from some of the 80s artists that made that genre such an inspirational sonic field of exploration.
Oh,
Fear of Hate, a band that emerged out of the UK punk scene, but with a sound that became very difficult to define. So some of their work found themselves lumped into the goth rock genre, like that track, Conquistador, from 1982. And the Sisters of Mercy opened the program, English rock band formed in Leeds in 1980, labelled goth, but they discouraged associations with goth, but their dark and moody sound and black image made associations inevitable. From their 1985 album, First and Last and Always, you heard Black Planet. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program, with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week, The Dark Wave. At Susie and the Banshees, initially associated with the punk scene, but they became an influence on the emerging gothic scene of the 1980s. And from their 1982 album Kiss in the Dreamhouse, you heard Melt. And in their Scottish group Cocteau Twins, featuring the dreamy vocals of Elizabeth Fraser, whose early sound was definitely influenced by Susie and the Banshees, and immediately found themselves labelled as part of the new goth wave, but later developed their own identity as pioneers of the dream pop movement. From their 1984 Treasure album, you heard Persephone. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on to MCE, and this week, the Dark Wave.
Oh, to be We'll be right back.
No illustration of the dark wave sound that emerged out of the early 80s would be complete without a reference to a band regarded as the pioneers of that sound, Bauhaus. Their dark instrumentation and deliberately constructed gothic imagery made them the perfect role models for the genre. You heard from their 1982 album, The Sky's Gone Out. All I Ever Wanted Was Everything. And one of the post-Bauhaus formations, a band called Tones on Tail, prominently featuring Bauhaus guitarist Daniel Ash. And Tones on Tail were a band that maintained their darkwave roots. And from 1983, you heard the track Burning Skies. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program, with a bit of an alternative spin on to MCE. And this week, the darkwave.
Sing out loud. Silence. Don't walk away.
band that were multi-labeled during their short but influential career, Joy Division, whose dark imagery and sound pushed them into goth and dark wave genre descriptors. From 1980, you heard the track Atmosphere. Clearly influenced by Joy Division and the dark wave sound, a band called The Dance Society, who wore the gothic label through the early years of their career. From their 1984 album Heaven Is Waiting, you heard The Night. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program, with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MC, and this week, The Dark Wave.
Thank you.
That emerged out of the punk movement with some notoriety but had their own goth phase, The Damned, and the track Street of Dreams from the 1985 album Phantasmagoria, an album littered with gothic imagery but developing a bit of a pop sensibility. Street of Dreams, an example of that. And before that you heard The Cure, often identified with the gothic rock genre and viewed as one of the form's definitive bands, despite routinely rejecting that classification. Their early recordings and imagery undoubtedly influenced the genre. From the 1980 album, 17 Seconds, you heard At Night. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week, The Dark Wave. Dead Can Dance, British-Australian band founded in Melbourne in 1981 by Brendan Perry and Lisa Gerard, before the pair kind of relocated to London the following year. They signed with independent label 4AD and were initially associated with the UK's gothic scene for developing a style that incorporated more European, medieval and Renaissance music traditions. From the 1988 album The Serpent's Egg, you heard Severance. You've been listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week, exploring the dark wave, the dark and punk gothic dark romanticism of the alternative 80s scene. Hope you enjoyed the program. For more alternative 80s music, please join me again next Tuesday night from 6 on 2MCE.